Families across the city were waiting last week for a letter, or in some cases, multiple letters, from the Pittsburgh Public School District. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Schneider brings us this story of families who have a lot hanging on the luck of a lottery draw.
Emmeline Thompson is 9 years old. She lives with her family in Highland Park. One night last week, she danced around the dining room table with her three-year-old sister and the family's pit bull as her mom prepared dinner. Then the family gathered to watch her open a letter.
I'm really excited too, but nervous.
Can you read what it says?
We have received the application for Emmeline to attend grade 4 of the Fulton French Magnet program.
Rebecca McLean, Emmeline's mom, filled out an application in December for her daughter to attend Fulton Elementary, which is a language-focused magnet school. A magnet is a public school or program within a school with a specific content concentration. Alderdice High School has an engineering program. The Science and Technology Academy focuses on science and technology. And Brashear High School has a teaching academy. Emmeline is only 9, but McLean is already planning where she'll go to high school. If Emmeline gets into Fulton, she'll have a better chance of getting into Obama Academy, a 6-12 school in East Liberty, which focuses on foreign language.
Okay. Emmeline is currently number 2 on the waiting list.
Okay.
McLean seems confident her daughter will get into the school. She says her son Duncan also went through the waiting process.
And that we didn't have any problems. So that's good. So you're second on the list of kids to take the tutoring classes to get into Fulton.
There are nearly 25,000 students in the district. This year, about 1,300 were accepted to magnet programs. It's a competitive process that relies partially on luck. The district uses a lottery to keep the system fair, but there are some weights. Sibling preference, program continuation, economic disadvantage, distance from the school. A Supreme Court decision 6 years ago determined there could no longer be a weight given based on race. The district's director of student service reform, Christine Cray, says a weight puts a child's name in the system one more time.
So every child's got their name in at least once, and then if you've got 3 weights, you know, your name is in there 3 times, essentially. So it's not a guarantee that a student would be accepted, but their chances are greater if they've got additional weights.
Magnets are offered to give families options, but for many families, it ends up being a way to avoid attending their neighborhood public school. Krissa Karoff lives in Brighton Heights. She applied for her 10-year-old daughter to attend Obama Academy. If she doesn't get into a magnet, she'll end up at Perry High School, the neighborhood high school. And that bothers Karoff. Perry is a poor-performing school when it comes to Keystone and PSSA scores. Karoff says a magnet school is the only way she would keep her daughter in the public school system.
So we used to think about private school, which, you know, is not really in our budget, but it's something that we have to think about. We also have to think about moving out of the district.
Karoff says it was a stressful decision to decide where to apply. She says the magnet school is important, but by choosing an academic focus for a 10-year-old, she feels like she's narrowing her child's options.
I have no idea what my fifth grader really wants to do in her life. So I'm kind of putting her on one path that may be completely different than the person she grows up to be.
Karoff's daughter was not selected in the lottery. She is 53rd on the waiting list for Obama. Karoff says they're currently weighing their options, which could include leaving the district. I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.